On the domestic front, two big speeches from President Obama next week. One, an address to Congress on health care. The other, a talk that was meant to be broadcast to school children around the country. And while the health care speech will likely be a key moment in a major policy debate, it's the talk to the kids that seems to be generating the most heat right now. From Florida to Colorado, Arizona to Illinois, some parents are threatening to keep their kids home, and school districts are rethinking their plans to show the address. NPR's Wade Goodwin tells us now about the controversy in the Dallas area.
Laura Job with the Mesquite Independent School District says she knew something was up when, just before lunch earlier this week, they were hit with a barrage of phone calls from parents.
All of a sudden, we'd get one call after another after another. They were saying the same things. It was the same types of language.
Job says that while parents will call to complain about this or that, they never threaten to withhold their children from school. Something was up.
Apparently, there had been a lot of talk on some radio programming about what the message might be. And what we're hearing from parents is that they don't want their students to hear a political type of message.
Conservative talk show hosts focus their complaints both on the idea of President Obama talking directly to school children and the educational supplements that accompanied the president's speech. While the school districts can take them or leave them, one lesson plan suggested the students write about how they might help the president to improve public education. For parents who don't want to help the president, that sounded like indoctrination. So the White House changed that. But it was too late. After the barrage of complaints, the Mesquite School District joined most of the other school districts in the predominantly Republican suburbs around Dallas by announcing they would not broadcast the presidential pep talk. As they call it a day, the kids at Kimbrough Middle School in Mesquite don't seem transfixed by the battle that is going on for their hearts and souls. In the carpool line, Mother Wendy Carlin considers the president's speech a distraction.
They can see President Obama on TV at home every night because he's on TV every day, so I don't think it's necessary to interrupt the school day.
But at the bottom of it all, Carlin says she doesn't trust the president. She believes if he's not trying to influence the students directly, a liberal message might be subliminal.
Well, it doesn't matter. What I've heard he's going to say, he usually changes it up anyway.
But if the suburbs around Dallas are predominantly Republican, thousands of liberal Democrats live there too, and some have begun creating a backlash to the backlash. Rod Morris is a systems architect who called Plano ISD. He's mystified there's a controversy.
I just said that it was a missed opportunity that I think is unfortunate.
This is not the first time a president has spoken directly to American school children. President Reagan and the first President Bush did also. There were complaints from politicians about those speeches too, but no accompanying groundswell from parents. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.